Chris, Vince, you both are coming up. Hang tight. I will get to both of you here in a moment, but we have a guest here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He writes for the Orange and Brown Report. He joins us on the hotline right now, Fred Greetham. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Gene. How you doing?
Not too bad. Just going over and dissecting Peter King's article a little bit this morning as he shared with the readers his top six in the AFC this year. He picked his top six teams, the playoff seeds, all of the above, and the Browns did not make the Peter King top six and playoff seeding this year. Just your overall thoughts, and if you haven't seen it yet, it's Kansas City, Pittsburgh, New England, the Colts, Chargers, and the Houston Texans rounding out his top six.
Yeah, I hadn't read it fully, but I think that's a good thing at this point. I mean, predictions don't mean a whole lot. I think the Browns have had enough targets put on their back, you know, with the, you know, the covers of different magazines and the hype. I still think the best way, their road to the playoffs is through the division. And until they show they can beat Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, I think that, yeah, that's what they're going to have to do. And I really think they can. I really think they can compete with the Steelers and overcome them. But until they do, you know, they still have to go through Pittsburgh. So I'm not too surprised by that. I think it also walks a little people back from expecting, you know, Super Bowl and they're, you know, after coming off like 12 losing seasons. It's like, let's have a winning season and then talk about it from there.
No, sounds good. Fred Greetham joining us, Orange and Brown Report. You can read all of his stuff on the OBR.com. Check out all of his articles there. So I had Daryl Ryder on in the last segment. We went defense, so I'm going to go offense with you here, Fred. Before we do that, just your offensively 53-man roster set. Any surprises on the offensive side that that came out Saturday or even into yesterday as they were finishing off the roster?
Well, just mildly surprised a little bit on the wide receivers. You know, they seemed very deep at wide receiver. I thought they would keep six. They cut down to five, and then we see why, because they were bringing in a couple guys, you know, in Hodge and Taylor. I'm glad they brought Willie's back. I think he has some upside, and I think that, you know, it could be like Higgins a couple years ago when he got cut and they brought him back on the practice squad, and then ultimately he became a pretty good player. And so I think those are just mild surprises at the back end of the roster. But, you know, in all the years since the Browns come back, their punter has probably been the MVP of the team. I don't know if this qualifies as offense, but I was a little surprised with the Colquitt. I just felt like to have two rookies was maybe a little too much. I like Gillen. I think he's got good upside. But I just like the steadiness of Colquitt. And I just feel like, you know, he's a guy that's been there, done that. And I think you're a little bit putting yourself in a position with a rookie kicker and a rookie punter, especially if you're expecting the punter to hold. Because the last thing you want is to lose a game because the punter fumbled a snap. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Drew Stanton or Garrett Gilbert, you know, also be in the holder. Maybe they'll be the regular season holder.
Yeah, that, I think the more surprising part to me was that they couldn't flip Colquitt for anything. I mean, a draft pick, something. I mean, John Dorsey can trade some of these bad backup and starting quarterbacks that the Browns have had over the last couple of years in Kizer and Hogan and Kessler and even Blau this year for draft picks. I would have thought a Pro Bowl alternate could have maybe netted something back in return.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's probably a $2.7 million salary.
Sure.
I think that, you know, that might have been, you know, a factor in the Browns' move. But also, you know, and a team acquiring him in a trade, I think they'd take on that salary. So, yeah, we'll see what happens here. But, I mean, if the least of our worries is a punter, that's a good thing. You
yes.
can always go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, and, you know, you already touched on wide receiver, which was one of the angles I was going to go. So let's turn this way to the offensive line. Greg Robinson yesterday, we know he's going to be back to anchor that with Petonio and Shredder down. But right guard, you know, Austin Corbett really didn't pan out this year. Eric Kush, maybe your default winner at the right guard spot, but they bring in Teller. They bring in McCray. Who's starting on Sunday versus Tennessee at right guard?
I say it's Eric Cush. He's been here all training camp. And, you know, these guys, you know, that is one of the little bit of surprises with all the moves here at the end. You felt like the roster was probably more set, especially wide receivers that have been here for 4 or 5 months. And then you bring in two brand new guys. But as far as, yeah, I think Cush will be a starter. I think they want to look at Teller, be a first chance really out on the field today. But you only got a couple days of legitimate game plan and work. I just think it's too quick to throw him into the mix. I think Cush, you know, deserves that he, you know, they had a three-man competition. He was the guy left standing. He hasn't been given, you know, the biggest vote of confidence. But as far as he's going to get a chance, I think, to get started. And then who knows what will happen. They have the Monday night game, so then there's a longer week of prep, and that's when they're going to make a change. That's when more likely it will take place.
Fred Greetham joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read Fred over at the Orange and Brown Report, the OBR.com. You can check out his articles there. Now, let's go to the running back situation. I mean, again, you're without Kareem Hunt for the first 8 weeks, but you have Nick Chubb, who we really didn't see during the preseason, Hilliard and Johnson to back him up.
Yeah, I think Chubb's going to be, you know, tremendous back this year. I was a little disappointed with the Duke Johnson trade. I know they got a third-round pick because he's going to play now with Houston. But I just felt like he was more valuable for those first 8 weeks because Dontrell Hilliard and now Dearness Johnson, neither of them really have played, carried the ball. And my biggest fear is that Chubb was able, you know, was got hurt early in the first half of the season, and then you relied on the young guys. Early in camp, I saw Hilliard put the ball on the ground a few times. He did a lot better as camp progressed. Obviously, they got to the point where they felt comfortable that they could turn things over to him. I think he'll be a great change of pace back as well as Johnson. I don't know if those are going to be the guys handling the return duties. I think Callaway would have until he got suspended. So those are the questions. But, yeah, I think it's all on Nick Chubb. You know, they really need him to stay healthy, and they really need him to, you know, continue the way he played last year and even taking up a notch. I think he's going to have a big year.
And the last thing I have for you this morning, Fred, if the Browns are going to make the postseason, if they're going to win the AFC North, what do they have to do in these first 5 weeks? I mean, you have two Monday night games. You have a Sunday night game mixed in. What do they have to do in these first 5 weeks to maybe help propel them to get to where they ultimately want to be at the end of the year?
I think more than anything, we've seen the team start so slow for so long. I think you have to start fast. It starts with a win against the Titans next week and then maybe even with the Jets, you know, in week two. I think at least 3-2 the first 5 weeks, so you're not putting yourself in a hole going into more of the meat of the schedule. So that's where I would say I think 3-2 would put them in pretty good shape.
What do we have coming up on the Orange and Brown Report? What do people have to do? Where do they have to go to find you?
Well, like Daryl's doing out there, he's, you know, providing all the coverage from today. I'll be doing kind of the same thing over at the OBR, as well as we'll have our predictions here in a day or two on what we see will transpire this season. But we're doing more analysis and opinion, you know, on where we think this team's going to be. So we're going to deep dive into the season preview here in the next day or two.
I always appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll be catching up again soon.
Thanks, Gene. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. There he is, Fred Greetham, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, giving us his thoughts on the offensive side for the Browns this coming year.